Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, locals are continuing to block an approach road to a County Clare hotel housing asylum seekers. A bus carrying a number of residents left the premises this morning. It's understood those on board were taken to Ennis. We're going to hear shortly from Inch, but first, let's hear from Leinster House, where Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara raised the matter this afternoon with Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman.
Consultation is not the same thing as a power of veto, clearly. But neither Taoiseach is saying that we'll have a Zoom call with people about something that happened, and by the way, we're not for changing. That's not consultation either. Now, Taoiseach, a community in Inch approached me and one of your own party because they saw works being done and asked what was happening. We asked that on their behalf. No answer. Scariff, where I come from, works are being done in the former Clare Lakelands Hotel, which was last used, actually, to house asylum seekers a long time ago. I've asked the question. No answer. This morning it was confirmed that for 5 weeks there's been consultation with the community in Santry about what's proposed there. Why is there consultation for some and not for others? Is it that the strong do what they can and the weak suffer what they must? Or is there a more palatable reason for the consultation in some communities and not others?
Thanks very much, Deputy, and thank you and Senators for joining me at the online meeting yesterday. As I recognised at that meeting, I absolutely recognised that the information provision timeline here was really tight. And the reason for that was the need to house people in light of the fact that we have people on the streets at the moment. I recognise that causes difficulty for you and elected representatives in terms of the engagement there. I do reiterate that I and myself and Minister O'Brien are very happy to engage with the delegation of residents in terms of the discussion and addressing some of the issues. But I also I just have to be honest in terms of we need to use this accommodation. The accommodation is suitable, and I don't want to be inaccurate. Resume your seat, Deputy.
I'm really not passionate. Will you resume your seat, Deputy?
That was Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara and Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman in the Dáil this afternoon. Well, John Cook has been covering this story for us all week and he joins us now. John, are there any developments this evening?
No major or significant developments to report as of yet, Sarah. Life goes on for 28 asylum seekers living here at Magowna House in Inch. The bus you referred to going to Ennis, well, that's just daily life here because it was said earlier in the week by Minister Joe O'Brien that there would be transport provided daily, a shuttle bus for these men to go to town and to carry out whatever business they might need, given that this is such an isolated area with very little access otherwise to any facilities or services. So the bus brings them about 8 kilometres to Ennis and came back again this afternoon. No incidents to report. The bus is passing through the blockades. The blockades do remain, though, saying local access only. And people are watching out because their fear, of course, was that another bus of asylum seekers might arrive and they were determined not to allow that in. This evening, we understand there will be further engagement with local people from government. It comes after Leo Varadkar spoke on RT Radio 1 on the Today with Clare Byrne programme this morning, and he did say that he would look at further engagement. He spoke about, again, no community having a veto over who lives in their area. He said he wasn't accusing locals in Clare of racism. He was talking more about the violent incidents that had happened in Dublin regarding asylum seekers in recent weeks. But he said people cannot choose who live in their area, and he wanted the blockade to end, and asked about the local community in Inch's continued request for him or government officials to consider visiting the site. He said this was something he would discuss with Minister Roderick O'Gorman in a meeting this evening. Speaking later this afternoon in Dublin, the Taoiseach said efforts were underway to bring an end to the blockade. He said the blockade was wrong and again reiterated those comments about communities not having a veto over who should or should not live in their area. He said he didn't want to dismiss the concerns of locals in Inch and County Clare, but it was not right to block access to somebody's accommodation. And also this afternoon, the Minister of State for Integration, Joe O'Brien, said the government is looking looking at different ways of engaging with the community in Inch or with local representatives on the matter. He described ongoing talks as being at a sensitive stage and didn't want to divulge too much information. So it's unclear whether that might involve a visit to the site here in Inch and direct talks with any representatives of the local community. We'll be waiting to see what happens there, as indeed locals here will be, Sarah.
And speaking of, what are the locals saying this evening, John?
Well, earlier today, some, after hearing the Taoiseach's comments, said, yeah, they would like to see him. They would like people to come and directly engage with them. And they're not pleased by what they've heard so far because they felt there was no middle ground offered. We know, of course, there isn't a middle ground offered. Minister O'Gorman and the Taoiseach have said this property must be used in Inch and County Clare to house asylum seekers, as will others to take asylum seekers off the streets of Dublin. But certainly the locals say that until they receive direct engagement or a meeting with somebody or someone comes to them in Inch, they don't feel their concerns are being taken seriously. They're also becoming frustrated and tired. People manning these protests and these blockades round the clock, Sarah, and becoming upset too. And when I spoke to some of the women, in a group of five people manning one of the blockades at one entrance to the road today, some were in tears talking to me about what they said were their genuinely held fears, that's how they described them, for their safety in the area, though they said they were getting to know and to like the men living in Magowna House Hotel, the 28 asylum seekers that remain. Two women were in tears when they spoke to me, one a mother of a young child who was with her, Sarah, and I asked her to explain why she was so upset.
So I'm upset because we are being painted as a bunch of racist rednecks. Like, horrible things are being said about us, and it's not us we're looking out for, it's also these people down here. That's what we're looking out for. We asked for a promise to be made, to be made for services for these people and an outlet. We asked for that. We've got no update on it. All that you hear on the media is us being these terrible people. Issues have happened up here to loads of my local neighbours that have not been publicised. People have been spat at. We are parents. We are a local community.
Who spat at you?
Nobody spat at me, personally, but it was done at one of the barricades. And we are not violent, and we are not in any way trying to harm anyone.
But that was people opposing your protest, was it? That's nobody inside this centre in Magowna House. Because you said the asylum seeking men are nice men from what you've learned. Would you be happy for them to stay? I think that's the issue. And I know people want services and I know they're not here yet, but these people do need somewhere to live and there are no places, it would seem.
If it was fit for purpose, we would have got a consultation. And we would have been involved in it. And me and my family, who are the local people, we're very welcoming people. And our community would have done everything to integrate everybody in. And we still will do everything to integrate everybody in. We will do that. But at the same time, we do have concerns as well that weren't addressed. Nothing to do with the lads in Magowna, to do with them, but it's by our government.
Okay.
So first of all, we need to know a vetting situation. We need to know that.
People are not vetted when they move to your community. I was not vetted to come here. Anyone who moves in next door to you will not be vetted. That doesn't happen.
But it should happen.
You believe that it should happen? Okay. And the level of consultation you're talking about, and I know it would be good, but I've been in many towns where these protests have happened and those communities are not consulted.
But is that okay? This is the point that we're putting across. And the other side of it is that our community here, I know you've probably noticed, we have absolutely no phone coverage. Nothing. We don't have street lamps because we don't have streets.
You're right, yeah.
We have absolutely nothing here. So every one of us here are around looking for a signal. There's nothing happening. And at the end of the day, there is going to be 69 males in here. Whether they're Irish, whether they're whatever nationality, 69 men is a serious consideration for our local community, and it is a fear.
The government is saying that Magowna House has to be used. The community doesn't get a choice on that. Is there any number you would accept of people here or any way you can see yourselves lifting this protest?
I'm in no place to make negotiations with anyone. I am part of a local community and we are all sticking together and we are going to see this out. Uh-huh. Whatever happens at the end of the day is going to be a decision by our local community. And that's it.
And that was one local in Inch in County Clare speaking to John Cook. Let us know what you think to 51551. Now, earlier in Drive Time, reporter John Cook told us speculation was growing that a government representative might visit Inch in County Clare, where some locals have been blockading a new accommodation centre for asylum seekers. Well, Minister of State for Integration Joe O'Brien has indeed visited the hotel in the last hour. John Cook joins us again. And John, can you tell us what has the minister been doing in Inch?
Yes, Sarah, perhaps we didn't expect him as soon as this, and locals didn't expect perhaps their calls for a government minister or representative to come and meet them to be answered so quickly. But I did say to you earlier that the Taoiseach said that further engagement would happen with the local community. And the Minister of State for Integration, Joe O'Brien, said they were... talks were at an ongoing and sensitive stage and didn't want to divulge too much information, he said. Well, that's because he was on his way to Inch in County Clare and arrived there within the last hour. Minister of State and Green Party TD visiting the site, Magowna House, 8 kilometres outside Ennis, 2 kilometres from the village of Kilmaley, in this isolated, remote rural area, as locals have described it. So he came to see it for himself. That's what they asked him to do. And he drove in along with a staff member from his department, we understand, and a driver to the hotel within the last hour, visited the site, shook hands with many of the 28 asylum-seeking men living here so far, met with staff and management at the facility too, and he did walk into each of the 3 bungalow or holiday chalets that the men have been living in to view those premises for himself. We know that people said, the men themselves said, as many as 11 people were sleeping in each of those 2 to 3 bedroom houses on any given night. So he did have a look at them. He shook hands with the men and then went back to the main hotel, Magowna House Hotel, which we know is not currently certified as safe to provide further accommodation. The understanding is that once that certification would be provided, people, asylum-seeking men, presumably would live there to bring the total number here to 69, as was planned. So the minister shook hands with people as he left. He's left in his car within the last 15 minutes and had met everybody on site as local was watched on.
And did he speak to protesting locals then during the visit?
Not as such, Sarah. The minister and the Taoiseach had indicated, or the minister O'Gorman had indicated previously, that they might be open to a meeting with a small delegation or representative group from the local community. The protest has continued for 3 days now, with locals in small numbers manning blockades at each end of the access road to Magowna House. As Minister O'Brien visited the site, around 25 locals assembled outside the wall and watched on and were there as he passed by. But he has left the facility right now without any formal or informal, really, talks with the locals there. The plan is to meet a delegation, I understand, of around 5 individuals or a small number of locals representing the local community in Magowna Inch. That's off-site at a local facility, unnamed as yet, in the town of Ennis or closer to the town of Ennis. My understanding is that right now, Minister O'Brien is meeting with that local delegation to hear their concerns, to discuss what he has seen at the site as well, and presumably to emphasise to them, as the government has been in recent days, the need for this accommodation, however unsuitable it might be. My understanding also is that Minister O'Brien will brief local representatives, Clare TDs and senators perhaps, briefly after the meeting this evening, and may comment publicly at that stage, which will be later this evening towards early tonight. And we'll await further details on that, Sarah.
Okay, John Cook, thank you very much for joining us again with that update.